This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations Security Council is set to meet Wednesday to discuss the recent outbreak of violence between Israel and Gaza. Israeli airstrikes on Tuesday demolished a 12-story building in Gaza City that housed the offices of top Hamas officials. Militants fired more than 250 missiles at Israel, killing two women. They were the first Israeli casualties in the current violence. At least 28 Palestinians, including 9 children, have been reported killed in Gaza. In response, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said officials have decided to increase both the strength and the rate of the strikes against the Gaza Strip, against militant groups Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Netanyahu said Hamas will receive blows now that it didn't expect. Hamas fired some of the rockets Monday evening, just minutes after the expiration of a 6 p.m. deadline for Israel to remove its forces from the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem's Old City. In the Russian city of Kazan on Tuesday, a gunman shot to death at least 7 students, 1 teacher, and another adult when the shooter opened fire at an elementary school. The mayor of Kazan confirmed the attack. Health officials said 21 people were hospitalized with injuries, including 18 children. 6 children were reported to be in, quote, severely grave condition. Video of the incident showed children jumping from the windows of the school to escape. The regional president said an alleged gunman has been detained. The news outlet Medusa reported that the suspect posted a message on social media Tuesday morning calling himself a god and vowing to kill a large number of victims. Security measures were immediately imposed in all schools in Kazan. This is VOA News.